all alone.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
And we're back again with that canine crime fighter who's been keeping our neighborhood safe for 25 years.
And that's 175 in dog years.
Here he is, McGruff the Crime Dog.
Thanks, Joy.
You know what I like about you?
Lay it on me, kid.
You've always had a very smart, sane approach to safe streets. What's your advice today?
Sharp garden shears.
Whoa, taking matters into your own hands?
You might say that, but I go after bushes in front of houses. A few clips and bad guys can't hide out.
Yeah.
Also, better street lighting helps discourage the shady element. And don't forget to keep a light on when you're away.
Good idea.
See, there's a lot you can do. Not by keeping yourself behind locked doors, but by opening up to your community to reduce crime. You can learn more by going to weprevent.org.
So, McGruff, 175 years.
And I don't look a day over 150, right?
You dog, yes.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 9th at 5 p.m., join the Gender Equality and Rights Society for their Love You Tote Much tote-making event in Human Ecology Room 216. At 9 p.m. in Hunt Waterfront, see Victoria Vincent at Chuck's Comedy Club. Tickets available online. On Tuesday, February 10th at 6 p.m., join the Jewelry Making Club for their Seeing Eye to Eye bracelet-making event held in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Later, head to Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 11th at 3 p.m., head over to the Butternut Valley Room for art and advocacy poster making. On Thursday, February 12th at 5:30 p.m., join Adios for their Corazones y Colores San Valentin themed event in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Stay warm out there.
Hello. Welcome to Miscellaneous Music. Oh, wait, why is it not playing? Was that cool? I didn't know what it sounded like before I played it, so I was hoping it would have worked out. Anyways, wait, okay, let's go back into character. Hold on. It takes 7 to start. Why is it not playing? Oh, what's that? Well, welcome to Miscellaneous Music Valentine's Day special. Except it's not Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's week. But I love Valentine's Day. If you know me as a person, and if you know me as a personal friend, you know that I love Valentine's Day. So, hence, Valentine's Day special show. Yeah, so not really. Okay, there's not really an exact theme here. Our first half songs we're gonna hear for the show, like a first like eight or so, like these are like leftovers from last week's show, where because I just don't know how to not talk, and also we ended early, of course. But after that, there is a love theme, an attempted love theme. Like if it's not love, like you guys aren't allowed to tell me that. It's just like what I think, you know, heavy K-pop episode, but it's always a heavy K-pop episode. If you're listening to miscellaneous music, welcome. My name's EJ Lonnie. I have a show every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. And I'm a huge K-pop fan. Those are the two things you need to know about me, and that's it. I hope everyone's week is going well. Mondays are my longest days. So I'm always like, I was like a walking like zombie for like all of today, like fully. Like, I have class at 9 a.m. and I live in Macduff Hall. For those who live on SUNY Nyanza campus, I live in Macduff Hall, and I had a class in Alumni Hall this morning at 9 a.m. So I had to leave at like 8:45 to walk all the way over there. And it was terrible. And I didn't even leave on time, but I got there on time. Doesn't matter. And I used to live in Holbert my first year. So like that, like I didn't have a class in Alumni when I lived in Holbert, of course. But now that I live in Macduff, right. And I hope I have this class next semester, because if I live in Higgins and I don't have a class in Alumni, I'm going to be so mad. Anyways, so yeah, my week so far is going good. I don't know if anyone watched the Super Bowl yesterday. That was the most boring game ever. I don't care about the Patriots. I don't care about the Seahawks. But I do care about Bad Bunny. My close personal friend, Bad Bunny. My close personal brother. My close personal Puerto Rican brother, Bad Bunny, who I care about a lot. I feel like I'm, like, yelling into the mic. But, so, yeah. That was an amazing show. I cried. Who surprised? No one. Literally. I cried, like, 3 times. I literally love Puerto Rico, guys. Like, I'm Puerto Rican before I'm anything. Like, I love Puerto Rico. Anyways. So the first few songs here are some leftovers from last episode where I cut myself off a bit early and also talked for 1,000,000,000 bajillion years, but that's okay. We're going to try not to fall asleep. I'm really tired. I'm also not feeling too well today, but the grind never stops. Like, for real, the grind never stops. So we're still doing our show. We're still here. We're still hitting the gym grind today. I've been on my gym realness recently. So we're still hitting the gym, even though I'm like half dead, but we're going to make it. We're doing leg day. We're doing legs and cardio. Let's go. Anyways. Yeah. Let's like get into the first song. Super excited to be back, for another week. It's not my first show. And yeah, let's just like hop straight into it. This song, my roommate, Maddie B, was playing this the other day when we were cleaning or rearranging or doing something. And I was like, I have to put this on one of my playlists. On one of my plans for the show, because I love this song and I love this artist. So this is going to be Charlie's Garden by Joe or DJO. I like saying DJO, but it's pronounced Joe. Sorry, Joe Curie. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, so let's jump straight into Charlie's Garden.
Friday, I don't know. Sorry, man. birthday. In Charlie's garden. One morning in Charlie's garden. So
I love that song. Isn't that song so fun? It's so cute. Every time I feel like every time I hear Joe tell this story, it's like, I don't know. I think it's so cute. Like, I think to be a musician and be able to like write about like mundane things, just like living near your friends or like hanging out with your friends, that makes like, that's just beautiful. Let's all care about our friends more, guys. Let's all write about our friends. Let's all care about our friends. Let's all love our friends more. But yeah, that was Charles Garden by DJ O. If you haven't heard it, it's from the Crux album. It's really, really good. I recommend it 10 times over. My favorite songs. Actually, I don't know my favorite songs. I liked Potion a lot. That was a single that came out before the album, I believe. Potion was really, really good. Charles Garden, of course, is really, really good. I'm trying to think what else. Like, what's my top three? I like Link too. Link is good. But yeah, so that's the Crux by DJ O. If you're not tapped into DJ O, you should tap in quickly. Oh my god, I hope you guys can hear me like shifting my glasses and the headphones around right now. It's like I have like glasses, bangs, like headphones, like it's this whole thing. So yeah, the next song is Hashtag by Eve. Yves. She is a former Luna member. Recipes Luna, we love you. It's poor girls. They're not dead. They just disbanded. They're fine. And Eve has had such a good solo career so far. Everything she has put out has been very, very, just really well produced, really, really good. Like, and it's just like she has such a good brand for herself already. And I think that's really, really cool for a solo artist. Like, you can already like understand and like see her brand, and like she's literally like Korean Pink Panthers. If like you're not into K-pop, like she's Korean Pink Panthers, and they have a song together, and it's really good. So yeah, I feel like I think she's amazing. I love all of her music a lot, actually. She wasn't my favorite in Luna. Chu was also very good. Chu was on the run for today, I think, actually, also. So, just know we're getting two Luna members. Anyways. This is Hashtag by Eve. Let's just, like, low-key, like, just get straight into it. Like, low-genuinely, like, let's just jump into it.
Can who you are, yeah. In my world, it is only you and me, right? Cause you wanna be with me right now. Let's talk to me right here, make your mind, yeah. The one who's gonna share this vibe, yeah. Should be aware, no turning back from now. Looking at your face like I'm on top of the world. Am I tripping as your colors slipping into my heart? Don't test me, please try my sense. Could be awesome as you find me so affection. Treat me like a stranger.
선택된 그날 yet. No, I just wanna meet you. Who cares? Hashtagging you. I'm on top of the world. Am I tripping as your cool is slipping into my heart? Don't test me, destroy my sense. Could be us unless you find me so affection. What you know? Confusion. I'm not trying to change it. Who am I concerned in? Just say you want me to trust you. Are you treating me like a stranger? Who does it feel to be?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Leave a chill. Yeah, that was Hashtag by Eve. I love that song. I actually found it because I was making an Instagram story post and I was like, wait, period. Because I don't keep up with Eve as much as I want. As I wish I did. Because every time I hear one of her songs, I'm like, this is really good, you know? Her most recent song, I think she did, yeah, she did a remix with Underscores for Do It, and that was really good. So yeah, that's Eve. Everyone should start enjoying Eve's music now, because I think she's great and she's super cool, and she has such a direction. I love when an artist has direction. I love when you can I feel like this is K-pop specifically, but I love when it's you know. When an artist, released something, you're like, oh, yeah, this is them. You know what I mean? For example, I feel like even though K-pop as a genre is very, very expansive, even though, again, technically Eve isn't doing I don't know. She's just a Korean artist. But, talking K-pop, she's not really in K-pop anymore. But talking in, K-pop terms, I think that we know that I'm a really big fan of TXT. And I think that they have a very, specific sound that you can, pinpoint. Now, can I describe it? No. But you have to hear me out here. I think when they release something, you're oh yeah, that makes sense. That's a TXT song. I feel like it's very, either it is very uncommon for TXT to release a song where I'm this doesn't make sense for them. And I think that all artists should have a vibe, you know, something that's oh, this makes sense. This is what this person releasing this makes sense. I shouldn't be confused on why you're releasing something, especially if it's bad. Don't make bad music. That sucks. But yeah, that's my thought on that. Don't make bad music. Bad music is bad. It makes me sad to hear bad music. But yeah. So yeah, I just really love her brand. I love the direction that her music goes. I just think it's so cool. And so interesting to see also her growth from being in Luna to her solo career now. And yeah, I just think that she's so cool and I'm obsessed with her. Anyways, it's only 4:18. I feel like I've been in here for 24 hours already. The yawns are coming, guys. I can't stop them. I can't stop them. Oh my god. Hold on. My computer is being weird. Okay. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. Actually, before. No, because I'll have this talk when we get past this first chunk, whenever we do, before we switch into the Valentine's Day theme, of course. Yeah. So yeah, the next song is another K-pop song. It is UFO Attention, but the final I in Attention is an exclamation point instead. And it's also in parentheses. Yeah. So yeah, this is by Say My Name, and I don't know much about them as a group. I don't know if they're new. Actually, Mama, let's research. We're researching. Oh, this is Olivia Rodrigo. Hello. There's an iZone member there. IZ1. I don't know, guys. I never knew. I don't know. When they debut though. I don't know. They're not giving me answers, guys. But they're really popular in Indonesia. So, that's that. Are they? No. Okay, no, no. They're not an Indonesian group, though. They're a K-pop group. Okay. Yeah, but this is a song by them. It's called UFO Attention. I really like it. Have I listened to more of their stuff? No. Do I have to do that? Yes. Guys, I am really bad on tapping into new music, though, sometimes. Oh, but I did tap into new music earlier. Dracula featuring Jenny, which we can't play because it's not approved for radio. But Dracula featuring Jenny, like, I was never really into Blackpink, so I didn't really keep with Blackpink girls. But I do like Jenny's solo stuff a lot. I think she has, like, I think she has pretty good direction with her. So, like, I think her branding is good. And I heard her Dracula remix with Tame Impala. So good. Like, I was like, wow. Like, I didn't know what I was expecting, but I really, really enjoyed how she was incorporated into, like, the whole song. Really, like, I thought it was really, really good. I really, really enjoyed it. I did listen to it, like, in the bathroom. But, like, who cares? But, yeah, I thought it was really good. Like, I was just like, you know what? Like, I didn't have expectations, but, like, it exceeded my expectations. Though, here come the yawns. Yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say about that, actually. Wait. I have to add a song I want to play. I just realized that. I just remembered a song I want to play, and it has to be in here somewhere. We're going to get that. Don't worry. But yeah, that remix was really, really good. And I think IVE, another K-pop girl group, came out with a comeback today. Allegedly. And me and my good personal friend Lily are going to listen to it in the gym later. So you'll have my thoughts on that next week. Sorry, not today. But yeah, anyways. Whoa. Chill. Things are exploding. Guys, what? Something's happening here. If this love is a... Sorry, I'm giving spoilers, guys. Like, maybe Blue Valentine might play, like, maybe, I don't know. Anyways, let's play... I have some technical stuff going on over here. Let's play this next song while I try to figure this out. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back in about 2 minutes. What's the matter? 모든 변을 띄워놓은 What you feeling inside? 내 팀표가 된 I Hold on, wait in my head 눈을 감아 왜 너 없이 방심하다 놓칠지 몰라 Focus on me 고장난 갤럭시로 얘도 없이 볼래 You know what I'm feeling. Now running, 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 marching. just like really cute song. Like that's just like a really cute song. Like I really, really enjoy it. Yeah, so that was UFO. In parentheses, attention, but the I is an exclamation point. Guys, I was supposed to get a textbook today and it didn't come. I'm so behind in this one class. I don't have the textbook. And the professor teaches at like... What? Sorry. And the professor teaches at speeds like I could never comprehend like with the human mind. And so I'm always just like really confused. Oh, it's supposed to come to... Whatever. Oh, sorry. Well, whatever. Like, oh, whatever. I don't even care. I'll read it tomorrow. Whatever. but yeah, that was UFO. It's not sure if I say my name. So it's like a cute little, it's like a little cute song, you know? I thought it was so fun. It's like, so, I'm going to yawn. Oh, dear. this next song is Sweat by Zero Based One. Now, you all have to listen to me and hear me out when I say this is Troye Sivan's Rush, but K-pop. I can't expand on that. You just have to see the vision and you have to understand. You have to understand how much I enjoy them and this, okay? Like, that's it. Like, we have to understand that. So, yeah. This is it's Sweat by Zero Based One. I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know what's happening. Like, they're like four, like they're like a 9-member group and they were formed over a survival show. And if you don't know what's, I would be odd. OMG. Oh my gosh. If you don't know what a survival show is, basically it's this thing they do in Korea for especially for like K-pop trainees, where they put a bunch of people on a show and they like dance and sing and da da da. It's like this big like jester competition. And people vote for who they want to debut, and then the people who win the votes debut. And so this group is a the group, the top 9, that one. Half of them are under a company in China, I think. Maybe less than half. Well, you can't be half exactly because there's 9 of them, and that's an odd number, but still. And so, like, they're supposed to disband, like, this year. Because, well, I'm yawning. Survival show, oh my god. Survival show groups only last for 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years since Zero Based One, like since Boys Planet, but whatever. And oh my gosh, wait, I need to like fix my sitting position right now so I don't fall asleep. And so yeah, this came out in 2024. When did they release this? I literally hadn't heard this song until like a few months ago. Like when did they release this? Whatever. Anyways, yeah, I'm not a super big Zero Based One fan. Like, I didn't, like, study them or anything. But I do know all their names, and I did watch the show. But still. Yeah. So, half of the members are connected to another another company in China. And the company in China is like, well, we're going to, like, take our, like, members back. And everyone's like, wait, no, but they're so good together. And they're like, well, like Blows Raspberry. Guys, I can't. That sounded, like, really not Blow Raspberry. Wait, like, maybe I can. I'm going to try to find a sound effect that's better. Hold on. Okay, whatever. Like, whatever. I can't find... Whatever. I do have this, though. Isn't that just so good? I love the way that sounds. Anyways. Yeah, so now the group's gonna disband. People are like, oh my gosh, no, like Zero Based One, please don't disband. Like, you guys are so good. And thankfully, I'm not a Zero Based One fan because I'd be devastated right now. But I think the other half are staying together, or at least two of them. Which, like, ratio wise means nothing, like, if it's just two of them. But, like, that's just the reality we live in, I guess. But, anyways, this song is Sweat by Zero Based One. I hope you enjoy. Think like you have to approach this with you can't approach this with too much of, but like just you have to just trust me when I say this is Korean Rush. Okay? K-pop Rush. Let's go.
Yeah. 결에 맞춰 너와 나 and I feel alive boom 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 yeah
놓칠 수 없어 너와 함께 날 groove 설레기 좋은 time oh, you oh, 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 oh. 이 순간 네 마음이 춤춰 oh baby I'll make you sweat 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 널 내게로 burn it up 이 색깔로 burn it up oh baby I wanna sweat 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 널 내게로 dive into 날 따라서 이대로 이대로 빰빰빰빰 지는 열기 음악에 몸을 맡겨 이미 너와 난 out of control oh, yeah. 거부할 수 없는 gravity 우리 앞에 펼쳐진 galaxy 빨려와 너라는 harmony 내 맘을 해줘 stay with me 없어 너와 난 feeling good 이두는 기억해
That song a lot. And I also like the choreo a lot. It's really good. Like it's just like so fun. Anyways, I hope you guys seen the vision when I say like that's Korean Rush by Troye Sivan. I hope you guys seen the vision. Like, because I see the vision. That's K-pop Rush to me. Like, I'm feeling the rush. But yeah. Oh. That song's really good. Zerbish from X, really good music. In Bloom, really good. What's that other song by them I like? I'm thinking.
Me when I'm like low genuinely pondering. Wait, I'm yawning also. So like, okay.
Hold on. Mama, let's research. In Bloom, so good. Feel the Pop is fun. Feel the Pop is just like fun though. Pop, 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 going crazy. Pop, pop, pop. Anyways, yeah, it's 4:33. I don't understand how we've only been here for 30 minutes. It feels like it's been ages. It feels like I've been here for ages, by the way. Like, literal ages, but okay. Check out anything. Any thoughts? Let's see if I have any thoughts, opinions, prayers, thoughts and prayers. Yeah, no. I don't know. I got nothing. I'll play the next song, hopefully, but I'll talk about the next song. So, I mentioned IVE earlier because they just had a comeback. This song, this next song, 404, New Era, Era. It's just New Era, but whatever. By Kiki. Like, let's have a Kiki. Is under the same company as IVE, which is Starship, and they are their newest girl group. And they are good. Their music is so fun. Their branding is so fun. I really, really do enjoy like how, and like I've talked about this before, like I really, really, I hope you can't hear me like fixing my hair under my headphones, the headphones I have on right now, because it's bothering me. But yeah, I really, really love when like, again, like when a K-pop group like does like a brand or like specific like weird marketing correctly, you know, like, and I love when a K-pop group does that anyways. But yeah, so there, I mean, the music video was kind of like, it was really, really good. Like, it was just really good. Like, this is like, I think I can describe the concept as like this kind of like Y2K-ish feeling, like yeah, very Y2K, like in the sense that it's like kind of like the Zara Larsson, like, you know, that like dolphin photo, and like it's like that, like that, like those, like the patterns, and like the girls listening to music, that, you know, that photo of that girl like silhouette like listening to music and she's like throwing her hair back and she has headphones on, like that's the vibe. But yeah, this is 404 New Era. This song is amazing. I really, really like the choreo to it, both versions, because they're like changing it right now, because there's a version for the music video and there's a version they were performing, but now that version's like disappeared low-key. So like, I don't know what's going on there, but I really, really like the choreo for this. It's kind of like, it's fun, jumpy, like, oh. Yeah, I think the way that they're being marketed is really, really cool, and I really, really enjoy it. Yeah, their youngest is like 16 though. Like, that's a baby, but okay. And as I never understood, like, they just think in K-pop where they'll like, they'll debut people and it'll be like, yeah, the youngest is 16, your oldest is like 21, and you're like, okay, well, cool. Like, now this 21-year-old has to like care for like a teenager, but whatever. But that's another conversation for another day. Maybe on my K-pop episode sometime this semester. But yeah, like, sorry, I just like, can you hear me touching the microphone? I hope not. Yeah, I really like this song. It's been stuck in my head. It's just so good. The music video is so good. Like, it's just a really good song all around. Like, there's nothing more or less to say there. Like, it's just a good song. Like, a good song's a good song. Do I have anything to say? I don't think so. Yeah. So this song's really good. It's like club. Like, let's go to a club. Like, let's go to a club. Let's dance a bit. Like, this is clubby. Like, and I think it's really, really good. So, yeah, this is a 404 New Era by Kiki.
Something's up, no doubt.
I'm kind of like really obsessed how they say era. Fo-fo, the new era, era. Like, it's so like, ooh, it's so fun. Yeah, I love that song. This comeback is called, this is an EP. It came out like January 26th, so it hasn't even been a month yet. I listened to DeLulu, which is their opening, and then 404. So good. I have since the best song. It's only a 6-song EP. I'm liking their direction musically so far. Like, I really do think this is good. Like, I think, I don't know, like, 404 was a hit as soon as it dropped. Like, Kiki was a hit as soon as they started their marketing. Like, for real. Like, they did this really cool thing where they had, like, a lot of, like, they, like, made items, like, guys, my phone started playing. That was so scary. Like, I was trying to look up a picture and that scared me. But, like, Kiki headphones and, like, Kiki, like, iPod or whatever. Like, it's really, really cool. It really puts... I am number one believer, like, an artist having a brand and a direction is gonna make fans and consumers into them and want to buy into it. I think that, and I say this all the time, I think that U.S. artists should 101,000,000% be doing what K-pop artists are, because there is a significant buy-in when there is a specific vibe and brand and aesthetic when it comes to music, and having something that you can connect your favorite artist to, it just makes for such a more like consistent and engaged fan base overall, you know? Like, I really do think that like so many like U.S. artists could benefit from the type of branding and like marketing K-pop artists like that K-pop is doing for its artists. And I think that's, I think it's so cool. Like, I think it works so well. And I think sometimes U.S. artists are somewhat there and, you know, they have like hints of like identity, and they have hints of like something like, oh, this is so like you or da da da. But it could go for the further mile. Like, let's get concept images. Like, let's get comeback calendars. Like, I don't know. Like, let's maybe, like, I don't know. Like, let's get engaged with the music. Let's get engaged with new releases. Anyways, that's my little TED talk for now. That song, T, the group T. And it just maybe like turned this to a club. Like, that was so fun. And the next song is still on that high, but we're low-key getting low. You know what I mean? Like, we're getting low. This is an Adela song, so more lore. Adela. Excuse me. If you know Cat's Eye, I know Cat's Eye. I hope you know Cat's Eye. If you don't know Cat's Eye, global girl group. I wish their songs were better, but I like them as people. But they had a survival show like we talked about earlier called Dream Academy, and Zella was one of the contestants on it. And so yeah, and so that's where she kind of comes from, Dream Academy. She was like a trainee on this little like show that was like Hybe and like Geffen Records or whatever. And she's not in the group, but she started doing solo stuff, and her solo stuff again is just really, really good. It feels like, I think there's also like a lack of authenticity sometimes with some artists, and I feel like what she's doing feels authentic, you know? Like, I sometimes the way that she goes about like her marketing is a little interesting to me, but I think that her sound feels authentic and I like it a lot, you know? And yeah, the provocator. Is this like provocative? Like the word provocative? The provocator. Whatever. That's her album that she released. And Machine Girl, this is the song we're going to play. That's on the album. I think it's a really, really good album. I think that, again, like her direction, really, really strong. Sorry, it's not an album. It's an EP. Don't yell at me. Okay, once again, this is musical direction. You know, like that's musical direction. Like she also has that like, she has that type of like brand, that type of like artist, like you see her and you're like, oh, that's Adela, you know? I don't know. I've been like really into like marketing for music, for musicians, like a lot, because I think like what K-pop does is so interesting, you know? So this next song is Machine Girl by Adela, We'll play this song and let's talk about it after it's done. Let's just like jump straight in though.
Incoming, coming, you wanna scream, girl? Are you coming up, you baby? You're looking the same, girl. She's a product of distortion, brutalistic in her own ways. When I'm back to your contortion, push your buttons to activate.
Like, oh, it's so good. I don't know music terms, so don't get on me. Like, her mixing, like, her production, like, it's good. Yeah, like, I really, really, like, really, really enjoy her stuff. It's just really good. It's so fun. Like, why don't we ask the crowd? Like, why don't... And I'm stretching. Hold on. that song has lore, okay? Like, there's lore to that song. Like, there's levels to this. Like, you know, like, there's levels to this. And, hold on. Guys, I'm moving my piercing. Like, I'm sorry. There's levels to this. Like, I think that's, like, a reference to, like, people being, like, however, whatever happened. I haven't seen Dream Academy. I'm just going to put that down. I have not seen Dream Academy, so I don't know the lore here. But it was just, like, that's just, like, a song about, like, however people, like, were characterizing her for how she was on Dream Academy. Which, like, I'm, like, okay. But, like, also, like, if I was for, I don't know how long it was, but if I was, like, forced to, like, at Survivor shows are just so crazy. I mean, like, you, like, are hanging out with people every single day for, like, hours at a time. And then, like, but they're also all your enemies low-key. So then it's, like, wait. And then, like, you're bound to get into some beef with people. Like, you're bound to have problems with people. That's just my thoughts. Like, I could not survive a Survivor show. Like, I think I would probably, like, go crazy. Like, I can't even imagine it. Like, that just, like, stresses me out so much. But yeah, let's just go into our next song. Let's kind of just, like, transfer in nice and chill. This next song is Swan, by Not For Radio, which is Maria from the Maria's, solo releases. So, yeah, she created a whole bunch of solo releases for under the name Not For Radio. And it's all very connected to nature, which I think is really, really beautiful. And I know her name is Not For Radio, but I am playing it on radio because I like it. And I think more people should be listening to it. Hopefully, like, Wony 90.9 FM is, like, niche enough to, like it's fine. But, yeah, this is going to be Swan by Not For Radio, which is Maria from the Maria's. And I hope you enjoy it. I literally went to amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, insanely good music town, and everyone knew Maria from the Marias. Like, oh, just so good. Like, there's a video for this song, which I haven't seen yet, but from what I've seen, that from what Maria posted, just beautiful styling, beautiful set. Excuse me. Just so good all around. Like, again, everyone who watched Super Bowl yesterday became Puerto Rican. Everyone needs to tap into my Puerto Rican sister, Maria. The Marias. Not for radio, too. Everyone tap in. Everyone becomes Puerto Rican now. Anyways, yeah, that was Swan. Really, really good. Sorry, it was like, got a little mellow in here. Like, it's a little bit mellow. Have about 5 minutes left. The next song is about 3:46 minutes, which could work pretty well. So yeah, I'm gonna probably not gonna hear me again. We're gonna probably go straight into automation so I can put on the PA and stuff. We'll see. But yeah, so this next song. Oh my god, this next song is so good. If you know me, you know I love TXT, Tomorrow by Together. And if you know me, you know I love Maze in the Mirror. I do not play about this song specifically. This song, the credit, they're written by the members. I think it's produced by the members at least a little bit. This is like fully TXT as a group's just like song, like baby. Like this is their baby. Like they made this song fully. And it is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever listened to. And I'm obsessed with it. And every time I hear it, it makes me really emotional. And I think that's exactly the thing we need right after Swan. So yeah, this is going to be Maze in the Mirror by Tomorrow by Together. Just, why doesn't everyone tap into Peaks real quick? I'll see you in a bit. After this song, there's going to be some important messages you're going to want to hear. Let's do it. Let's freaking do it, guys.
Thank you.
Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look for.